And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. And I mean to say, this show, wow. Like, we send our signal way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, I will tell you who else covers some major ground, and that's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that is open 7 days a week in locations all over North Alabama. Southern Immediate Care, they're in places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area, the two newest ones being in Chelsea and Hoover. Southern Immediate Care, 7 days a week. Y'all, you wake up on a Saturday morning and the kids got a fever. What do? Take them to Southern Immediate Care because you don't have to wait till Monday with them. And they'll see all ages, pediatric to geriatric. And I will tell you for a fact, and it's been that way for a while, this is who I use. And I know the guy that owns the whole chain. Southern Immediate Care. He's a Right Side ruffian, by the way. Southern Immediate Care is where I go every time I've been in the door. Clean, friendly, professional, and you can get your shots there. You can get your X-rays right there on the spot. So I'm just gonna tell you, if you need some medical attention that is, not like urgent, like ER kind of stuff, then Southern Immediate Care, look them up online, find the location nearest to you. And when you go, do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio and you heard that Phil actually uses it. All right. Hey, listen, let me, do I do that? I tell you what, I'm going to do some text messages first. I got a question, though. And Boomer, you're welcome to chime in on this. But I got a question. So I'm about to kind of kick off this third dipper here for a little bit. It's like a mini dipper almost at this point. But my question is, Gavin Newsom debating Ron DeSantis, is that a sideline event or is that really the main event? What are we seeing there? I want your thoughts on this. Text them in 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. You tell me, what do you think? I mean, you heard the grand council a minute ago. We ain't so grand. We got opinions, but dang, you guys got opinions, and a lot of times y'all are right. So tell me what you think. Is the DeSantis versus Newsom event a sideline event, or is that really just the main event with the two number two guys thinking they're going to be the number one guys? Text messages. Brian from Huntsville says, we all age. Mitch McConnell, though, is now Glitch McConnell. we got brand new in the text line, Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. Laredo, Tennessee. Says the fact they're attracting Trump so much tells me that he's the man for the job. The left is worried he's going to cancel out the radical woke agenda. And by the way, Phil has an A++ so far today. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. I love how the grading system has taken hold. Scott from Huntsville, just like you to defend Trump supporting the socialists, you really don't get it. What is he talking about? Trump defending the socialists. I don't know what he's talking about. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you. That's Tony from Tony, Alabama. Says, religion and tradition is going to carry more souls to hell than anything the devil created. Okay. Then he also chimes in. I see what he's saying here. He's talking about actual religion and tradition as opposed to his earlier tweet, which I didn't read, says, it's not about a religion, it's about a relationship with Jesus. There you go. I agree. Laura from Arab, great show. Please send or repeat a link to the lady speaking to the school board. Okay, here's where the link is. If you're on Twitter, go to my Twitter feed, @sen, that's S-E-N, @sen Phil Williams, and it's posted there. If not, then I would just say Google the lady from North Carolina who spoke to the school board, and I guarantee you'll find it. Boomer, do we have any way? I tell you what, can you post that to the Right Side? Well, it's already on our Instagram. No, it's not on our Instagram. Can you take that link I sent you and post it on our Instagram while we're on the air? All right, he's going to try. It's weird because it comes off of Twitter. Yeah, it's not a link. It's a Twitter. Anyway, we'll see what we can do. Okay, so here's the thing. Sideline event or main event? If you haven't heard, the story broke in the last couple of days that Sean Hannity, who, by the way, people don't remember this, but Sean Hannity actually started, he got his start in radio in the exact same time slot, in the exact same time channel that we got the start on for this show in the Huntsville WVNN 2 to 5 category. So I'll just take half his paycheck. That's all I want. Sean Hannity to moderate a groundbreaking debate between Governors Newsom and DeSantis. Story broke 2 days ago on Fox. So Fox is going to air this thing. When's the last time you saw two sitting governors saying, my state's better than yours? No, it's not. My state's better than yours. Okay, let's debate. And they're going to do it. I mean, this is unique. Now, one of them is running for president. And the other one, everybody believes, is running for president. And Newsom's being polite. Oh, I don't have any intentions. I think Joe Biden's doing a wonderful job. But he is certainly making himself known. In fact, article here from NBC. NBC News has a piece that came out yesterday. Oh, actually came out this morning. Biden advisors bristle at Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to debate DeSantis. They don't like it. Why? Because Biden won't. First of all, Biden won't debate anybody. He won't get out there and debate. In fact, they've already said, the DNC has already said, they won't even allow primary debates among candidates. They're not doing it. Why? Because he's freaking fragile. That's why. Because they're concerned that he might get up there and just, you know, stumble and, you know, say God knows what. Talk about corn pop and, you know, claiming that his son died in Iraq and came home in a flag-draped coffin and then trip over something on the stage. It could be a total debacle. They won't let him debate. So the idea that a guy who many people believe really wants the seat and is sort of waiting for Biden to die, Governor Gavin Newsom is out there saying he'll debate. Well, he's not even the vice presidential candidate. I mean, technically, it should be Kamala Harris doing the debate, right? No, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. So it's cagey, in my opinion. So two things. One, it's cagey for Newsom because he gets to show Democrats who would dare to tune into Fox. He gets to show Democrats, here's who I am, and I'll go head to head, and I don't lose my train of thought when I'm on stage, and I can speak without a teleprompter, and I'm not going to trip and fall down. I may be liberal as I'll get out, and my state's in the tank, but nonetheless, I can hold my own in a debate. That's what he's going to try and do, and I have all my hair. That's what he's going to do. Okay, what about Ron DeSantis? I think it's cagey. It's a pretty snappy decision too for DeSantis. I mean, right now DeSantis has got to break out of the pack. If DeSantis is going to be the guy, he's got to break away, and he has plateaued in a big way. The DeSantis campaign has probably been losing ground, technically, depending on which poll you look at, over the last few weeks. He's still in number two, but more of his points have been given away to Trump. And a couple to some of the other RANs, you know, you're looking at Ramaswamy is nipping at his heels, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott. Believe it or not, Chris Christie allegedly has 8%. And DeSantis in some polls only has like 13%, whereas Trump's leading him by like 45 points. So if DeSantis is going to do something, this could be it. He gets to get up there and just, you know, smack the most liberal guy. People who are conservative can't stand Gavin Newsom. I mean, the guy comes across slicker than a talk show host with a smile that looks like he's up to something at every turn, saying the most liberal things, condescending when he does. He puts mask mandates on his people, and he gets caught out eating at the fanciest restaurants in the state without a mask on. I mean, the guy's a hypocrite to the nth degree. And his state is sending people to Florida. DeSantis is a fool if he doesn't debate him. Because this is the debate that DeSantis won't get against Biden. This is a debate that he can't even get against Trump right now. So I think this is a cagey deal. I got several of y'all chiming in. Scott from Athens says, if Biden does run again, can he drop Kamala for Newsom? Sure he could. They can, but they've already said he's not going to. They recognize what that looks like to their ticket. So they're not, I mean, who knows? I mean, now, hey, Scott, so here's the deal. Wait for it. Wait for the moment that Kamala comes in and says, I've decided that I want to spend more time with my kids and time with my family and work on my memoirs. And when she does and says she's not going to run again, oh, my gosh, look at that. Oh, my goodness, we have to find a new VP candidate. And then they go and they get Gavin Newsom. And then Newsom helps them win California. And then Biden doesn't make it past the election or barely makes it past the election. And next thing you know, Gavin Newsom's the man. Brian from Huntsville says, Newsom DeSantis debate, easy win. It's called the San Fran Feces versus Lost and Los Angeles. Oh, wow. Oh, there you go. Gary from Decatur says, I support Trump, but it's time to take care of his family and stop the never-ending onslaught by the media and perhaps take an advisory position in the Republican Party or a future Republican administration. I will say this. I think that with all the legal action against him, Trump almost has to stay in the fight, truthfully, just to preserve his own hairline. But here's the other piece of this. Yes, I agree with you. Trump could have been the kingmaker. He could have said, look, I'm stepping out. I'm not going to run again. I hereby endorse name one. And he would have been the kingmaker. He would have been the guy that everybody flocked to see to get this endorsement. But he's in it, and he's in it. And right now he's winning. So, you know, there you go. Mark from Loretto, Tennessee, again, says, Gruesome versus DeSanctimonious is a toddler wrestling match. Just another distraction from Biden not debating. Okay. Teresa from Town Creek again. She says, Ron DeSantis debating Governor Gavin Newsom is like Elmer Fudd debating SpongeBob. Wow. Wow. Not coming across like anybody loves DeSantis or Newsom. JT from Lacey Springs sent me a clip. I can't open the clip while I'm on the air because it won't play. He says, DeSantis news on debate will be like a swarm of bees, lots of stings. Okay. Missy from Falkville, it is the desired main event by whoever's running this country. Ah, okay. So she's saying the establishment wants these two. James from Harvest says, personally, I think the debate's a bunch of wishful thinking, but it's giving Dems an opportunity to show somebody other than bumbleheaded Biden. I agree with you. I think the reason why it's happening is Newsom's being told, get out there. Show the world that we're not a bunch of, you know, octogenarians who can't think straight. And at the same time, DeSantis, he can't challenge a guy and say, I'm a brave man, I'll run the country and not go follow up on the debate. But it also gives him a chance to hopefully break out of the pack. That's what he's thinking. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back and wrap this up. You guys have some thoughts on it? I know you do. Is the DeSantis versus Newsom debate standing alone by itself? Is it a side event? Or is that really the main event as these two guys are in waiting? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys, ZLA Solutions. That's ZLA Solutions. They've been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions is like epic good at what they do. And what they do is help you make your business better. So if you want to do what, you know, like they can help you with sorting and containment, they can help you with quality control, they can help you with logistics, they can help you with warehousing, all those kinds of things. They do, they bring all these business solutions to you. But if you need people, that's the thing that they're bread and butter. I mean, they've been helping people with staffing issues for, I mean, that's what they started out on. So ZLA Solutions, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can find you a few people you need just for hard-to-find skill positions, or they can find you a whole shift of people. They're doing it right now in major manufacturing, hospitals, their food service. They've got the ability to find you blue-collar, white-collar, or no-collar. It don't matter to them. I'm just telling you, if you need help with your business, they would love to talk to you about it. Their website is zlausa.com. That's www.zlausa.com, ZLA Solutions. And just check them out and just tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. So, I'm back on this topic. By the way, Wes from Huntsville says, no reason to debate Newsom. Don't give him a chance to look good. His policies and rioting and reparations and drug-filled empty cities speak for themselves. This is the Dems' attempt to try and get him out there publicly. He and every Dem make Britney Spears dancing with knives look sane. Wow. Okay. Don't beat around the bush, Wes. Give it to us straight.
I like it. I think it's spot on what he just said, but I would kind of like to see DeSantis debate him just because I think DeSantis will mush him into the mud.
Okay. So,
I mean, just for fun, I think so, but I completely agree with what he's saying. Like, Newsom's already running California into the ground, yeah, and going to be into the, you know, the sea soon. So, I mean, come on. There's no reason to debate him other than I would just like to see him get beat even harder.
I think, okay. So. I agree. And you know what's interesting to me, though? I like the fact that we're being told that Biden and Harris's people are irritated that he's doing it. I like that.
I love that.
It's a total distraction for them. It puts them on their heels. It's like, dammit. I got an article right here.
I don't even want to debate how he's going to do it.
We thought we weren't doing the debate thing. What's he doing? Well, so, yeah. So, Boomer's points matches several of y'all, apparently, and mine. I mean, I agree. I want to see the debate. I do. I think this is the one where we finally get to see DeSantis have enough time with the microphone to stand out. I think it's also a chance for us to see him up against a liberal who will not be someone of the same side but trying to be a little different, so hey, vote for me, but a true liberal with, you know, let's compare our state-to-state policies there, bucko.
All right, that'll be fun.
How's that homeless thing going for you out there? Yeah. How's that crime doing for you out there?
Wait, don't you have Poop Patrol out there?
How's that Poop Patrol going for you out there? Story on NBC News. Biden advisors are bristling at Gavin Newsom's plans to debate DeSantis. It's saying that it caused consternation within Biden's operation and among Vice President Harris's allies. Some Biden advisors have complained privately that a planned debate, which Fox News host Sean Hannity will moderate, could make voters think that Newsom is running a shadow 2024 campaign. Harris allies take particular umbrage at what they see as Newsom's attempt to position himself for the 2028 Democratic presidential primary at her expense. Because, yes, she's the heir apparent. Don't you know? I served my time under Biden. It's my turn next. Yeah. Well, I think the Democrats are like, we can't let that happen. Can you imagine?
That would be horrible.
4 years of her cackling. 4 years of her cackling.
No, please.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah. So, I'll be honest with you. So, just Phil talking, I'm looking forward to it. It's a feud that's been going on. They've been sniping at each other on social media. They both definitely run the two of what we call like the sunshine states, where the weather's always perfect and everything is unicorns and rainbows, except that it's not. It's unicorn droppings and broken rainbows out in California, in my opinion. And by the way, there are good people in California. There's some wonderful conservative people, but they're being run into the ground by a governor like that. John from Huntsville sent in the grades. John from Huntsville says, let's see what he says. Phil, your official final grade for today is an A+. Boomer's official grade for the day is an A++. And I have to give myself a B- because I made an error when I said there was a 3 pick 'em games on TV tomorrow. I meant to say Friday. Today's winner is Boomer. Congratulations. Woo! And also congratulations to Little Dude for his grand slam. Nice.
Love that.
Nice.
Love that.
I'll go second fiddle to Little Dude.
Little Dude.
Little Dude hit a grand slam.
That's right.
All right. Amazing show. Great day. We're back here tomorrow at 2:00. You guys have a great night. We'll see you then.